Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. There's a story of this man, and he dies, and he knocks on heaven's door. And Peter says, you have to have 1,000 points to get in here. And he says, what have you done with your life? And the guy says, well, I was married for 65 years, and I was a very faithful, good husband. And Peter said, well, that's worth a point. And he goes, one point? And anyway, then he says, I opened a soup kitchen because there was a need for such a thing in the city where I lived. And St. Peter says, well, that's worth a point. A point? That was so much work. He says, I had a holy hour in the chapel, perpetual adoration, every week for 40 years. He says, that's worth a point. He says, that's a lot of hours. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, the guy gets to the end. He says, I've only come up with 10 points. I need 1,000 to get in. I'm not going to get in except for the mercy of God. And St. Peter says, bingo. That's the secret answer. The mercy of the Lord. Today we have Divine Mercy Sunday. And I think that often we can approach our life of religion as a point system. You know, like, if I do this work of mercy, this corporal work of mercy, then I might get a point with the big guy. If I go to confession every month, then I might get a point with the big guy. If I go to Mass faithfully, I should get some points. If I do this, tithe, I should get some points. And we think about life with God as a point system, and that's not what it's about. What it is about is entering into the life of the risen Jesus and letting the life of the risen Jesus enter into us. To enter into his divine mercy and let his divine mercy enter into us so that we become mercy. We become Jesus and we are so caught up in the divine life. This here is the Diary of Divine Mercy. It is so beautiful. I'm rereading it now. It is by Saint Faustina, of course. And there's so many things that we associate with divine mercy, this beautiful devotion that we have on the second Sunday of Easter every year. We think about the novena for divine mercy, which we've been praying every day. We've been praying for a different group of people. You know, in the novena, there's the chaplet of divine mercy, which all this stuff is in this book of that Jesus asked for, the divine mercy chaplet, where we pray at 3 o'clock, the divine mercy hour, we call down the mercy of the Lord and the graces of the passion of Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, into the problems of this world, and we call down this mercy at 3 o'clock, the hour of mercy each day. We think about this beautiful image of divine mercy, where Jesus, if you notice this image, Jesus is walking towards the viewer. And it's because mercy is always walking towards us, coming towards us. He's giving the blessing because the mercy of Jesus is always a blessing, even when it's a severe mercy. We see on this beautiful image the rays coming out of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the rays of mercy, the blood and the water, the church's sacraments coming out of the side of our Lord. You know, we think the words at the bottom, Jesus, I trust in you. And that's such a huge theme of this diary of we are not meant to live in fear. We're meant to live in trust. We're meant to live in faith and trust that in all things, God is at work. In all things. And that there is a peace that comes to a surrender to the plan of the Lord. That there is a peace that comes with trust. And life is too short to live in fear. And my goodness, so many people live in fear. We think of all these things when we think of the devotion to divine mercy. But what it is all about is the title here, Divine Mercy in My Soul. That we do these things, we participate. Oh, she talks a lot about adoration and how when we're in front of Jesus in the adoration, the rays of divine mercy are coming out of the host because the consecrated host is human heart tissue of Jesus Christ. And so the rays of mercy are coming out of our blessed Lord in the sacrament. And she talks a lot about making regular confessions and how important it is to make a regular confession in the sacrament to keep us on the right road and to keep us improving and growing in holiness, growing in the life of sanctity, the life of Christ. She talks about all these things, but it's not a point system. It's so that we can allow, through our participation, all this stuff, the divine risen life of Jesus, his divine mercy, to enter into us and then spill over. Because here's the thing, there are over 1 billion Catholics in this world, and if all of us live it right, then that means that wherever we go, there's rays of divine mercy coming out of us, because we are so in unity with the divine life of Jesus that there are rays of divine mercy coming out of us wherever we go. And it's not because of us. It's because we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And from him, from his life within us, comes mercy, so that I don't have to sit there and think about, oh, should I do a corporal work of mercy or not? It just happens. And should I do that? Should I pray for that? It just happens. Should I feed that? It just happens. That the life of mercy just is a natural thing because of our participation in the life of Jesus and his mercy. We enter into his mercy enters into us, and then just spills over generously, infinitely, prodigally, in all of these beautiful places. And that's, I think, divine mercy in my soul. That we become mercy. In our first reading today, it was from Acts chapter 4. And it talks about the life of the early church. And it says, in the early church, the people were of one mind and one heart. The believers were so unified in Jesus that they were of one mind and one heart. And that the pagans knew who was a Christian because look how they love each other. We should be different than everybody else, not because we're better than them, but because we have Jesus inside of us. We have his risen life, his divine mercy that we have received and received and received in our holy hours, in our confession, in our acts of mercy, in our chaplets, in our novenas, in our prayers, in our Eucharists. We have received his risen life, his divine mercy, and then it just spills out. It just spills out, and look how we love each other. That's what it is. There was a beautiful video. I put it on my Facebook page because I was so touched by it. There's this boy. It was like third graders, and they were running a race on a track, and it had the different lanes, you know. And this one boy is in first place. He's almost at the finish line. And then he trips and he sprains his ankle. And his shoe falls off, flies over. And the boy behind him in the lane next door, a little bit behind, comes over and he kicks the shoe to the kid, but then he keeps running. But then he stops about 2 seconds later, and he stands there and then he goes back to that kid that fell. And he puts his arm around him and helps him up. And then there's two other boys that are running behind, and they catch up. And they help the boy up too. And he's with his sprained ankle, whatever, but he's hobbling with the support of these other three boys, and they've come to the finish line. And they are jumping for joy, and then they hug each other. I thought, what a beautiful image of what it is supposed to be for church, that we are meant to be that way, that we are meant to receive mercy and give mercy generously. Look how they love each other. One mind, one heart. It doesn't matter who is first or who is last. What matters is that we are together in Jesus in the mercy of our Lord. We have entered into it. It has entered into us. And we are just radiating these divine mercy rays, spilling over wherever we go. I was reading in the chapel the other day. I made this, it's on the side of the door here. It's from the number 163 paragraph of her diary. And I want to just end my homily with this. It's a beautiful prayer of Saint Faustina to be merciful. O Lord, I want to be completely transformed into your mercy and to be your living reflection. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. Help me, O Lord, that my eyes may be merciful, so that I may never suspect or judge from appearances, but look for what is beautiful in my neighbor's soul and come to their rescue. Help me, O Lord, that my ears may be merciful, so that I may give heed to my neighbor's needs and not be indifferent to their pains and moanings. Help me, O Lord, that my tongue may be merciful, so that I should never speak negatively of my neighbor, but have a word of comfort and forgiveness for all. Help me, O Lord, that my hands may be merciful and filled with good deeds, so that I may do only good to my neighbor and take upon myself the most difficult and toilsome tasks. Help me, O Lord, that my feet may be merciful, so that I may hurry to assist my neighbor, overcoming my own fatigue and weariness. Help me, O Lord, that my heart may be merciful, so that I myself may feel all the sufferings of my neighbor. May your mercy, O Lord, rest upon me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.